People wanting to stand for local government have just a few hours left to put their hats in the ring. The nominations close at midday today, but some seats still have no candidates. As Sam Ollie reports, Te Tai Tokoro is one region facing that problem.
Northland MP Willow Jean Prime first entered politics in a last-minute haphazard dash to the nomination deadline for the Far North District Council nearly 10 years ago.
Being approached the day before nominations closed, having a very short amount of time to make that life-changing decision to stand for council, I remember getting my photo taken at 6 a.m. that morning.
She says it's not too late for others.
I've seen that there's a number of vacancies in our community boards. Perhaps part of the issue there is that people don't necessarily understand what their role is and how they could contribute through that. I know it's short notice, but I would just encourage people to jump online to read about it.
The vacancies she refers to are on the Far North District Council's three community boards. By last night, nobody had put their name down to represent the Kawakawa Moirewa subdivision, North Hokianga or Whatuwhiwhi. Other seats have a single nominee, meaning people will go on uncontested, representing residents like these.
That's probably a problem. You do need enough people for competition.
I hadn't really given it any thought because I hadn't seen the people who are nominated usually come out in a local paper and their names and what they're going to do and what they're not going to do.
But don't look at me, I'm not going to chase them. You know, it's the way local governments go, they've gone, eh? No one pays any attention to them until they don't do something wrong. Then all of a sudden everything goes out in a big hurry.
It's not just a Far North problem. The latest list from Whangarei District Council shows it doesn't have enough people for the Bream Bay ward, and candidates in other wards at this rate will be uncontested. Kaipara's latest list yesterday showed only one person standing for the Ōtamatea Council ward, which has two seats, and the Northland Regional Council's latest list, due to be updated this morning, has major gaps. There has been nobody vying for the one Mid-North seat or the two Teraki Māori ward seats. Mokotapania, who's running for the Far North mayoralty, is imploring Māori across the motu to stand.
If you're thinking about it, just do it. Just do it. That's the message I'm trying to get out to people. I mean, that was the same for me back in 2019. I actually made the decision 2 days before and put my nomination in the morning of.
Local government scholar Dr. Andy Asquith is among those disappointed by the lack of interest.
And if the pool from which these are selected declines, then you're going to have a poorer calibre of councillors and mayors, which is bad for democracy.
He says there are flow-on effects.
You've got the added issue of the way that power is distributed in councils. A disproportionate amount of power is in the hands of the chief executive. And part of the councillor's role, the governance role, is to keep that power in check.
So what happens if seats aren't filled? Benita Bigham, who is the chair of Te Maruata, the National Collective of Māori and Local Government, explains.
In the cases of the community boards, those vacancies that are unfilled on election day need to be re-advertised and a by-election those positions that have been unfilled, which can be a costly and time-consuming exercise for councils, but generally that tends to sort things out.
Voting in the postal ballot runs from September the 16th to October the 8th.